Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What's that on behind us? Cowboy, is it Indians or Sesame Street?
Something like that, yeah.
Peppa Pig.
That's Jackson.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Part of our podcast, everybody.
Y vuelve mentado y nos que viene azotando. La está botando, lo está acabando, la está matando. Cha! Ay, 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 chiquitita.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's the Carolina Carillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Today is the last day of January, isn't it? Oh,
yes.
No, it's tomorrow, actually.
No, today is the
31st. Today is the 30th. You're right. Today is the 30th.
Yeah,
last day of January.
Last day of January.
Wow, February already. My gosh.
I know.
Wow.
One month down.
11 months to go until 2023.
Oh, we're not thinking of that yet, are we?
No.
By the way, we've replaced Webeam with Jackson.
That's
where
true.
Beans were replaced by a 4-year-old.
Exactly.
And we remember it used to be Teddy and Webeen down here.
Yeah. Now it's
Jackson and an iPad. Or
exactly.
Is it the TV?
That's an iPad.
Oh,
she's got an iPad, yeah.
Okay.
Hey guys, so hey listen, we just came out of a blizzard. It was a blizzard over the weekend.
We had a lot of snow on here on Long Island.
We had like 18 inches. Because
my friend
lives in Comac.
Right.
She said she easily got 20 inches.
They got more.
They were hammered.
You know, I can tell you I think we got about, it depends where you look, but I think generally around here, we got about 13, 14 inches.
No.
My mother got more.
Yeah.
Or her house.
No.
Yeah.
We got 16 inches easily, Jeff. 16.
Do you know 16 inches?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
What do you know? Eight.
Okay, this is a family show, okay?
You know, millimeters? What do you
know? Hey, but so why am I telling you about the blizzard, guys?
Oh, it's hell, everybody.
So, you know what?
Now everybody's got milk and bread in their house for the rest of eternity,
oh, my God.
Right?
I got to tell you, over the
French
weekend.
French toast forever.
Before the blizzard, Jeff, I was at 3 stores. It was like the world was coming to an end.
Chaos,
like, okay,
right?
Guys, it's just a blizzard, okay?
Yeah, but, you
relax.
Know, people forget that you're out in a day now.
Yeah.
It's only 1952 or something. Or
19,
you ever see these pictures of like the 1800s?
Yeah.
That sort of blizzard would strand you for
like a month.
Even then, I'm sure they had shovels.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they had something.
Unlike our neighborhood where everybody has a snowblower except
us. That
is
my point in telling
I was waiting
a story.
For that.
I was so mad because I got to tell you. So the day after the blizzard, okay? It stopped around. Hold on a second. Jackson, remember what I told you?
It stopped snowing at about middle of the afternoon. It really lightened up. I would say the snow lightened up at like early afternoon. It was
3 or 4 o'clock.
By 3, it was done.
It was done.
We were outside at 3.
It was done. Yeah.
It was long done. It stopped snowing at like 1 o'clock, really, for the most part.
So we had to go out there and shovel. I said, Jeff, we should wait for the, you know, Jeff, people always knock on our door. You want us to shovel for a certain amount of money,
kids
right?
Kids come around. We've got adults coming around.
Remember last time? The landscaper comes around. Yeah. Remember last year we had the a car of like 10 men come out with their shovels?
Yeah.
They were done in like minutes.
Yeah, they're quick.
Not even they came.
No.
Nobody came.
No, because they probably had so much business, they didn't make it over here.
Probably. Anyway, so my point in telling you this, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody on our block, Justin, everybody in our block has a snowblower. Where's our snowblower? Jeff hasn't fixed it. It's sitting in the garage broken.
It's in the shed. It's not broken. It needs a tune-up.
Oh, it needs a tune-up.
It needs a tune-up.
So Jeff is waiting for the summer. So, you know, after the snow passes to actually get it fixed.
Well, it's hard to get it out of the shed right now because it's 2 feet of snow.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Can't get it out right now.
So I went to, I met with a couple of friends yesterday, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
And they're all telling me, oh, we didn't have to shovel. I said, what do you mean? What happened? He goes, Jeff, like five of them live in some such good neighborhoods.
Neighbors, right.
Their neighbors, some of their neighbors snow plowed like 6 houses. I'm like, our whole neighborhood was plowing and they saw us shoveling.
Well,
and not one of them.
In fairness to our neighbor across the street, she was out there way before we were.
Okay.
So she wasn't going to come out after she had.
I was watching Erin Colton from News 12 this morning, Jeff, on her Instagram stories.
Yeah.
She said all of a sudden she was so panicked because she didn't know what to do.
Right.
And all of a sudden she hears outside her window, somebody was already plowing for. She didn't have to even ask.
Really?
That's her neighbor.
Wow.
Our neighbors are selfish.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, and you know,
our
funny,
neighbors are selfish, selfish, selfish.
That's
but you know what? But what did you say, Jeff? Last year, when you garden, you give everybody tomatoes.
Thinking,
what else, Jeff?
I'm thinking maybe the guy across the street, maybe this guy across the street will remember that I gave him tomatoes at the end of last
summer. And a bottle of wine, too, right?
And a bottle of wine. And about 45 minutes into shoveling, I said to myself, I guess he doesn't remember the tomatoes
or the wine. Maybe our other neighbor doesn't remember the things I've given her. Right?
Oh, she did she? Oh, that was her husband though out there.
Yeah. Oh,
that
okay.
wasn't her. The now she was a different neighbor.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So cool. That's so cool. All our neighbors, front, back, whatever, all snow blowing.
Everybody has snow blowers.
Yeah, except for us.
In fairness, my snow blower could not get through 2 feet of snow.
No, gosh.
And neither could our neighbors. That's why she went out there in phases because her snow blower, she has an electric one, and that snow blower is good for about. I would say that her blower is good for almost a foot of snow, but no
How
more than
that.
How
about our shovels, Jeff? How are our shovels?
Our shovels are really good for it, but the snow is very light, Carolina.
Yeah,
you know what they call this snow? I told you, it's called champagne snow.
Yes, you told me.
Because it's very light and fluffy, like the champagne.
Anyway, Jeff, they're predicting another snowstorm maybe this Friday. Maybe not as big, but a couple of inches of snow.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's been all over the news. Oh, anyway, you're on 10-10 wins, Jeff.
I'm off today.
Oh, that's right.
I'm off on Mondays. Well, I don't work till midnight tonight, okay?
Hey, guys, Jeff, did you hear about McDonald's, what they're offering, their new menu?
The hack, Caroline.
Is that what it's called?
They're not offering it. Somebody came up with it. They're not offering it. You have to buy it separately and create your own hack at McDonald's. It's all over the news. I've seen it for weeks. You combine land, air, and sea. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The air is the chicken, by the way, which, you know, chickens can fly. I've heard chickens can fly, I think, up to 20 feet. But so land, air, and sea is you're combining like a cheeseburger with some McNuggets and a fillet of fish all in one sandwich.
All in one sandwich?
Yeah. And that's supposed to taste good.
Oh, my gosh.
And be good
for
you.
Who has the McGriddle?
You can't order it a second time, though, because you're dead. You're done.
You have a heart attack.
If you eat that. Remember the heart attack grill in Vegas?
Yes, remember that.
Remember that place?
And don't they actually have a doctor?
They have a doctor there, the whole team. You have the McDonald's hacks. Do you have the list of the other ones?
McDonald's adds 4 hacks to menu, surf and turf hash brown McMuffin.
Okay, they are on the menu, but you have to order them separately and can put them together yourself.
Yeah, you're right. One dish is land, air, and sea, which combines fish, chicken, and beef. Patty. So it's the fish sandwich, the chicken sandwich, and the beef, the hamburger, all in one sandwich.
Yeah, I thought one of them is McNuggets.
Hold on, let me see.
I told you what makes the McNugget different than other chicken nuggets, right? It's the batter on the outside.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not a breading.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I'm just telling you.
So if you want to order that, you know what? You could also take your date for Valentine's Day. Say, honey, order anything you want from the menu.
That's like my buddy Joe Rock. He takes his wife every year. They go to White Castle for their anniversary because that was like their first date or
Don't
something.
You remember our boss, Joe Bierman? Remember him?
He used to go to White Castle?
He got married at White Castle.
Oh, really?
He got married at White Castle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, okay.
Hi, Davey. I know you're listening.
Joe's retired now in Myrtle Beach,
Is
I believe.
Is he really? Wow.
I believe he retired to South Carolina. Where, by the way, it was 30 degrees. See, it was 30 degrees in Florida this weekend.
I heard.
We did the podcast. Remember we spoke to the girl the other day?
With Christina
Areu.
Areu.
A-R-E-U.
I'm so sorry. I'm so bad at names. Anyway, so guys, listen to that podcast, all right? It's so good.
Her name is Christina, but her show is called Catalina Talks to the Stars.
Yes, Catalina Stars. Yeah.
Catalina Stars.
We have her mom on this Thursday, by the way.
Oh, her mom's coming on?
Her mom is coming on.
Kathy. She used to be on Fox News all the time.
She's hilarious. I love her. She is hilarious. She makes me laugh. I haven't met her yet. We've been texting. We've been talking.
She followed me on Instagram. I'm like,
I want to hang out with her. I really do.
Oh, so do I.
I'll come home trashed one night.
Come home wasted. We have to hang out with her.
Jeff, what else is going on? Oh, by the way. So, Jeff, who is going to the Super Bowl?
Cincinnati Bengals and the L.A. Rams.
How about the Chiefs? They're done?
They lost.
Oh, my God. Mahomes got beaten
by the quarterback who was younger than him.
Wow.
I believe a little younger than him.
He was a favorite. You know that, Patrick Mahomes?
Of course. It always happens to these guys. And now they're talking about Tom Brady.
No, he announced his retirement, Jeff. No, he did.
No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't. That'll be all over the news. He's not announced his retirement.
What did he say then? What did he say?
Nothing. He has not announced his retirement yet.
Oh, I thought he did.
No.
Anyway,
that'll be all over the place.
Jeff, who is the favorite now, Jeff?
I don't know who the favorite is. I don't give a shit about football.
Meanwhile, your mom and her friend over here over the weekend watching the game. They're like, "Oh my God, your mother was so into it." I'm like,
"Well, because he's into it."
But your mom was too.
But I don't know who the favorite is. Actually, I really don't know who the favorite is. But I know that the big deal though is that the LA Rams who are in it, they're playing the Super Bowl at their stadium. Which is unheard of. Usually the Super Bowl is at some random... The Super Bowl is always played at...
Dumb question. Can I play a dumb question?
It's never a home field, unless it happens to fall at your home field. And this, they won, and the Super Bowl is scheduled to be played in L.A. this year.
I have like a brain fart right now, okay?
Oh, no.
So the World Series is 7 games, right?
Yeah.
Is the Super Bowl just...
Don't even ask that question.
It's just one game.
Of course it's one game. You know that. You've watched. You know,
I actually just had a brain fart. Honestly,
she asked me what was up with Seth Rogen today. So it's not Seth Rogen. It's Joe Rogan.
But so, Jeff, you know what? Wow. So there's always a number of how many buffalo wings are eaten that day. French fry. I don't have the details yet, but they come out in the next couple of days.
A zillion wings.
But Jeff, when you and I were single, okay, we used to go to Hooters all the time and have wings and watch the game, remember?
Yeah, I didn't really care, you know.
No, we didn't. We just do because we just wanted to be part of the crowd.
Yeah, part of the crew, you know. I mean, I don't really care. I mean, my uncle, it's funny, my uncle said to me, you're watching the football games. I said, I watched like 2 seconds of it. I don't really care, you know.
Halftime.
What, the halftime show?
It's supposed to be really cool, right?
What? It's going to be hip-hop this year.
Yeah, I can't wait, man.
Eminem and Dr. Dre.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah.
Snoop.
Yeah, Snoop.
Dr. Dre.
Hold on.
I forgot who else.
It's going to be good, though. Did you hear that Rihanna's pregnant? Rihanna's pregnant. She's got a cute belly.
Her husband is ASAP Rocky. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think so.
His name is A with a dollar sign, AP.
Wow, I like that.
What?
His name?
Is he a boyfriend or husband?
They say it's a boyfriend.
ASAP Rocky.
I like that. She looks cute. She looks good.
It's her first kid, right?
Yeah, it's her first baby, yeah.
How old is Rihanna?
She's 20s or 30s.
20s?
Yeah.
She's got to be in her 30s.
She's young.
In her 30s.
Yeah, she's young, though.
I bet Rihanna's 35.
Find out.
Really?
Well, I talked about something
else. I bet Rihanna's at least 35 years old.
You think
old.
So? I don't think so.
Really? She's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri, how old is Rihanna?
Rihanna is 33 years old.
Ah,
okay, I was close.
That's pretty good.
I said 35, right?
How old is Justin Timberlake? His birthday is today. Ask Siri.
How old is Justin Timberlake? If I had a guess.
No. Ask Siri first.
I have a guess.
What?
Justin Timberlake is... might be 40, 39. Hey, Siri, how old is Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake is 41 years old.
41, see?
Today, yes. Today's his birthday. Yeah, today's his birthday.
No kid, man. These guys aren't kids. It's amazing. It's funny. I saw somebody today on the news, and I said, wait a minute. He's younger than me? It was someone who's been around a long time. I was almost embarrassed, thinking, wow, he's younger than me. You know, you watch people's career, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Katy Perry was on Saturday Night Live the
other
night.
How old is she?
Katy Perry?
Yeah.
She's still pretty young.
Ask Siri.
How old do you think Katy Perry is?
How old is Katy Perry, Siri?
34.
Yeah, okay, 34. That sounds good.
Hey, Siri, how old is Katy Perry? 34.
Katy Perry is 37 years old.
37?
Yeah. That California Girl song was a long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah, she looks good, though. She still looks good.
Wow. She's very pretty.
Oh, I love her eyes, man.
Over the weekend,
But you know what? Her long hair helps her.
Really?
She looked terrible with short hair. Just didn't work.
That's like Demi Lovato, right?
I don't want to be sexist or anything, you know.
How about Demi Lovato?
What, she cut off her hair too?
Yeah, she's got really short hair.
She
looks cute.
All right.
Some people look good, Jeff, with short hair.
You got to be really skinny.
Yeah, no, not really. Just some people, you know.
You got to be really thin to pull off the short hair thing.
Sometimes yes or no. Hey, listen.
No?
I was reading a survey. I want to ask you if this is true or not. Okay.
Yes.
They said that successful marriages work. You know why?
because you ignore each other, you let each other do whatever.
No, not so much.
A guy
that.
Could have a girlfriend.
No, that's not a successful marriage.
He can go hang out at the carousel all he wants.
That is not a successful marriage.
Local strip joint, by the way, that I haven't been in since 1986 or something.
Do you see him, by the way?
No, I don't know where he is.
Jackson, where are you?
I haven't been to the carousel since 1986.
Great.
Wow.
What is a carousel, Jeff?
It's a strip joint. The girls are too far away from you. You go in there, be like 16 feet from you. What fun was that?
He's upstairs getting a snack.
Is he really?
Yeah. Get down here, please.
Jackson just walks away.
Oh, my God. Look at his pretzels.
Oh, my God.
By the way, a successful marriage lasts because it consists of two types of people.
Yeah?
A boring person and a funny person.
Really?
Oh. What? I know what you're going to say, okay?
Well, we know who the boring one is here.
Oh, yeah.
Really? So who's the boring one in the Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson? Oh, they're not married, right? They're just dating.
I think Kim is a serious one. You know
See,
that?
I think she'd be the funny one.
No, because I think she's a serious one.
Because I think Pete Davidson, remember, he was going through a lot of he was pretty depressed for a while.
Yeah, he is.
Remember, they were talking about him like, you know, they had to reach out to him and do an intervention.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was really like I don't know what
he but anyway, so that's what a successful marriage consists of.
One person is funny.
One is boring, one is funny. Which is a good balance,
Well, I think it's important. Sense of humor is what wins women over quite often. Funny guys.
Can I tell you something?
Funny guys like me have hot wives.
That's why I liked you, because you know what? Because Jeff was funny.
I made her laugh.
Jeff was a goofball when I first met him.
I was.
He really was funny, though. He really made me laugh.
I'm no longer a goofball. I have graduated above goofballness. You know, I have been taking advantage of our new streaming television lately.
I've
been trying to catch up with streaming stuff. And like, I have all these like streaming channels. I started watching Ted Lasso, that everybody's talking about, the thing with Jason Sudeikis, and it's very good.
What's it about?
Without
giving it away, just tell a little bit about it.
Well, he's a football coach who leaves America to go coach a soccer team in Britain, you know, where they call it football. And he has no experience at all.
And
they think he's going to fail. It looks like he's turning it around. It's a very...
Oh, really?
It's very heartwarming. It's really funny and it's very heartwarming.
Jeff, have you ever had a strange date?
Yes, our first date with you where you give me an interview.
That's right, yeah.
And tell me about your other girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you?
Tell me about your other girlfriend.
Jeff, our first date.
Tell me about your other girlfriend.
Jeff told me about every one of his ex-girlfriends.
That's not really
every
true.
Every one of them.
No, I didn't.
Did I spit? No, I didn't. I didn't spit and tell. Nothing.
Spit and tell.
Whatever. Anyway, so why I'm telling this is because there's a funny story about a woman, all right? They don't say her name, all right? But she tells, it was in a magazine I was reading, all right? She tells about the funniest or the creepiest date she's ever went on.
Who does?
This some girl in a magazine, all right?
Who?
You don't know, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, she says she went on a date. She went to the guy's apartment and he saw a tower. She saw a tower of chewed gum.
That is just weird.
And it consisted of ex-girlfriend's gums and he made a tower of it.
Like he would have them spit it out?
Yeah, and made a tower.
How many pieces of gum was it?
I don't know, but
was it a little tower?
She said it was up to her belly button.
From the floor?
Yeah, yeah.
That's disgusting.
I'm like, yeah, okay. I hope you left that apartment like in a second, okay?
Yeah.
Because that's gross.
Did she leave a piece of gum behind too?
Oh, no.
That's disgusting.
Isn't that disgusting?
Tower
of gum. Oh, my God.
And imagine confessing it to somebody. And this right here is my tower of gum.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's normal.
Oh, my God.
You'd be running for the door, like, immediately. God. Like, 5 seconds in, you'd be like...
Did you ever have a weird date?
Yeah, I had some weird dates.
Yeah, that you were like, you wanted to take off, like, right then and there?
Yeah, you know, I had, like, uncomfortable date.
You can talk about it now because we're married.
That's a long time ago.
Okay.
With you, you mean?
Yeah, you can talk about it.
I didn't have an uncomfortable date with you.
No, not with me, of course.
I know, but I'm just saying, I had weird dates, yeah.
Talk about it.
No, I was like in college. I remember that girl Jennifer told me I ate with my mouth. You know, chew with your mouth open. And I was like 19, I was like 18 years old, right? I took her to the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
And then I remember I used to see her on campus. It was up at New Paltz. And then like I would see her on campus and she never looked at me. She wouldn't look at me again. Like she wouldn't even look my way.
Oh my God.
Why can I chew my mouth open?
Oh my God.
You bitch. So what? Chew my mouth open.
Oh, stop. I had a
and
date.
And you farted during dinner, honey. I know you did. You did the one cheek sneak. I caught you.
Can I tell you about a date that I had once? Well, you know what? He was like a promoter, okay, Jeff? I went out with him once, and I no second date. No second date because he wanted to make out with me.
Uh-huh.
I kind of let him, all right?
Yeah.
But his tongue went down my ear. I'm like,
Oh, he licked your ear?
And then he bit my ear. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
He bit your ear?
Yeah, he bit my ear. Then he bit my lip. I'm like, while kissing me, I'm like, no, goodbye.
I had some, to my eyes, unattractive girl give me a hickey, and I was just like freaked out because it made her even more unattractive.
No, I never had a hickey.
Put it this way, I won't call someone unattractive. To me, I just wasn't attracted to her looks. You know what I mean? I don't want to say because you don't want to call anybody ugly because there's always somebody for everybody. You know?
Yeah, of course.
But, oh my gosh, what the horror of getting your neck sucked on! Like, what are you, an animal? What are you?
I never got a hickey. No, like never into that.
What do you call those things? What are you, a
vampire?
Leech? A leech? Oh. Remember the movie, was it Platoon, where they get leeches? They come out of one of those leeches sucking their blood?
Oh, yeah.
Horrible, man. So did you see, they have a 10-hour expose of Hugh Hefner and Playboy coming up on A&E.
Kind of cool. Oh, really?
I was saying to you the other day, I know this sounds old-fashioned, but I miss my magazines. I liked reading Mad. I liked when Mad would come. I like getting Rolling Stone.
We still get a magazine, don't we?
Yeah, I get Mad. But I get a bunch of magazines. But some of the classic ones I kind of missed. I don't know what they were. I still get TV Guide. People are like, TV Guide still publishes?
I know. I didn't know either.
You know, it's in the house all the time. You know it's here.
Oh, really? Honestly, I never pay attention.
Right. She moves it all the time and says, what is this shit in the bathroom? That's the TV Guide you're moving, honey.
Jeff, you know what? Prince Andrew's court battle. They said, you know how much it's going to cost him personally?
100 million.
No. Yeah, well, it's going to cost it in millions.
Of course.
Which they say he doesn't have.
He doesn't.
And the queen, they are not going to give him a dime.
I think he's not going to go to jail. He's just never going to come here, right? Right?
I think they kind of have to.
I don't know.
Legally you have to do it, don't you?
What, come here?
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you have a case against you. This young girl, he said that she had sex with him.
I don't know. He's resisting coming here, right?
And the photo that's been everywhere of him having his arm around her.
They're just hugging each other.
And then he said he doesn't remember it. He doesn't even know her. I'm like, are you kidding?
Here's the thing.
Oh, what, Jeff? What?
Here's the thing.
Here's what thing, Jeff?
I can show you pictures I took and not remember them.
Oh, gosh.
But that picture, of course, he's clearly not going to remember that at all.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm sure there's, you know, he's a prince. He's taken thousands of pictures with people.
Yeah, okay.
But not many of them are 16-year-old girls he slept
with.
Exactly. How old was she, 16 or 14?
Yeah, she was young, underage, yeah.
Yeah, underage.
I just don't think that's going to end well. I just don't think so.
No, he's going to make, did you see that girl Miss Universe?
Yeah.
Right? She reported for Extra?
Yeah.
She jumped off a building, right?
Yeah, in the city yesterday, right?
Young, too.
What a shame, man.
You're 30 years old, right? 30?
Yeah, 30 years old.
I was still thinking of 2 seconds ago. Wow.
So sad, man.
I feel bad saying it and not knowing your name.
That's really, really sad, though.
Yeah, I mean, she must have had issues, obviously.
Yeah, but Jeff, they said that a lot of people have suffered from mental anguish, you know.
What, during the pandemic?
Pandemic. I mean, really hit people hard, you know that? Being isolated for so long. And it's just scary every single day. The news, you know, it's like every other day you hear something going on, you know that?
Yeah, Chesley Crist was her name. 30 years old, Miss USA, and Extra correspondent.
Beautiful, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the funny thing is she was Miss USA 2019. So this wasn't like she wasn't like she was some has-been.
No, very pretty.
She was 30 years old.
Yeah.
You know, she just, wanted to check out, apparently.
Yeah,
listen, people, don't check out. Call the suicide hotline.
Yeah,
talk to people.
If you have thoughts, call.
Yeah, if you got crappy thoughts in your head, get them out. Talk to somebody. Call me. I don't care. And I'll give you a suicide number. You can call me anytime.
Yeah.
My phone rings 24 hours a day, 516-637-3254. And, shout out and a rest in peace to Howard Hessman, who played Dr. Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati, who died over the weekend, 81, after surgery, complications from colon surgery. This guy was like, let me tell you something, as a kid, as someone who's, I was hooked on radio since I was a kid. I used to listen to the radio. My parents would go on trips, and I'd have the transistor radio in my ear, the whole ride down to Florida. I loved driving to Florida and tuning the radio around, hearing radio stations from all over the place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Howard Hessman was like a hero. This guy, as Dr. Johnny Fever, he was like a hippie DJ. He was like what I wanted to be, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
When I saw a guy like that. And rest in peace, 81 years old. He also did, what was the other show? Head of the Class, remember that? No, he was charged with. He was like an ex actor. I think he was in charge of a classroom. But he hosted SNL 3 times, by the way. Saturday
really?
Night Live. Wow. Howard Hessman. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
81,
hey, listen,
man.
Jeff. Nick Cannon just announced today that his wife is expecting baby number 8.
Is that wow?
That's baby number 8 for him. Actually,
how many from the same wife? I wonder. Though.
Well, with Mariah, was remember the twins? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
how old
know.
Are they now?
I don't even know. 4 or 5?
They gotta be.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. That's crazy. I had something else to tell you. My God, but the snowstorm. What was it? I forgot. What's he watching over there? What? Just a podcast? It's like just a microphone into our house.
I know, guys. Guys, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. You want to email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. You want to come on the podcast, you're more than welcome to come on. Give Jeff a call, 516-637-3254. Want to talk with us, you know, shoot the breeze, just call us, all right? We're definitely going to answer you. And if you want a T-shirt, ask Jeff. He'll send it to you.
I will.
If he gets a chance.
No, I ship shirts out still. I don't know why this thing isn't working. I'm trying to work my rewind feature to play the theme back, and it's not working right.
Mm.
Sorry, everybody.
That's okay, guys. But listen
to
the last podcast. Again, we had Christina from Catalina Stars.
That girl was great.
She's so cute. 10 years old, interviewing me. I interviewed her. We had a great time. And I have her mom on, Kathy, on Thursday. So, guys.
Oh, she's coming on yes, Thursday, Kathy. Are you?
Yeah.
Aru.
She's so funny. I
Kathy
love her.
Kathy Aru.
Yeah, we've been texting back and forth. She's so
really?
Funny. Yeah.
She didn't text me. She followed me on Instagram, though. So I'm going to post some sexy pictures for her. Okay?
Oh, stop. Jeff, what's your info?
Oh, at Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, Traffic Jensen on Twitter, Jeff Jensen on Facebook, Jeff Jensen, at Jeff Jensen Show on Instagram. Is that what I am on Instagram?
The real Jeff Jensen
on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember. You know, I hate the social media crap, right?
Yeah, okay. That's what I do. Goodbye. Love you guys. See you later.
Bye. Just listen to the podcast, all right? Tell your friends.
Say it again, my boy, selector.
The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production. Tell your friends.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.